Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Hey, he's in our studio today, live and ready to go. Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ, coming off a great weekend. Almost got what we wanted. We wanted the sweep. We got a tie and a big win on Saturday night in front of great crowds. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning, Dirk. You're absolutely right. 6 points is better than four anywhere you cut it. But I was really proud of our players, the way they bounced back after a tough shootout loss. You know, Minnesota State got the extra point on Friday. But the bounce back effort that our team put in on Saturday was something to be, you know, proud of. Our players should be. They played hard. They played well against a very good hockey team.
And 8 goals. I don't know if you heard me mention. I don't think we've scored 8 goals since the Lake State series. You know, on a weekend.
Right. No, exactly. Things came together a little bit. As you can see, we're getting some secondary scoring, and it's interesting. I give out a paper once every year that talks about offense and defense, and just some of the you know, the things that go into that, and we also showed him an article about secondary scoring, and we're going to need that. So it's nice to see we got some secondary scoring from not your, you know, the guys who had been doing all the scoring. You know, obviously Cheney got one, but Hainan and finally, you know, got on board, and Gillies chipped in, and Gary got going. So it's good to see that.
Gary has 3 goals in 3 games.
Well, you could have put the last one in. Yes,
well,
yeah. That net, that 6x4
there.
Is right
he
open.
Made a nice
oh
move.
Yeah, but you know, the thing I liked about that goal is his puck pursuit. You know, mm-hmm. He pursued and he dogged the puck and forced them into making a bad pass and picked it up and put it in the open net. So, and good for Chris, because we've been waiting for him to take a step, and he's got all the skill. He's got the pedigree, you know, in his history. He's been always been a pretty good scorer. So he's got the understanding what he needs to do, and he's just getting more competitive, and I like it. Once you get a first one too, you can just see your confidence level just really rises.
Yeah, three guys with 2 goals on the weekend, that's a great thing. Like you mentioned, Tyler Hinnan, Chris Gary, and Alex Gillies, and a great, I thought, a solid performance by Angus Redman on Saturday night after maybe a couple of goals that he might have wanted back on Friday night. Boy, he made a huge, huge save, but we'll hopefully hear it later on Saturday night when we left him wide open in front. And just that Saturday night game was so fun to call, to watch, and just to see the reaction of the fans.
Well, that was a good game. It reminded me a lot of how we played against Notre Dame in a lot of ways. And, no, it was a – you know, when you have two good teams like that and that like to play hockey, I mean, the difference between that display of hockey and the weekend before is night and day. You know, you're playing a team that's trying to beat you versus a team, not to take anything away from Anchorage, but they just play a certain style. You know, it's defend, 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 and then try to capitalize on your mistakes. And where Minnesota State is, they're going to defend, but they're going to get after it too. I mean, they've got players, you know, and when you have players, you can play that way. I get it. Alaska Anchorage has to play a certain style, and to be successful. But sometimes it's not always fun to play in those games or fun to watch versus this weekend. Like if you didn't get – if you came to those games and you didn't get your money's worth or were not entertained by some of the things going on, then I don't know maybe what you're looking for. But it was good. You know, even Friday's game at times, you know, maybe we had bad stretches. But just overall, the game, the three-on-three, the – you know, the overtimes, the shifts from a 2-goal lead to a 2-down to tie, and then Saturday, obviously. You know, other than the first 10 minutes Saturday, maybe, where we were not, didn't look as sharp. And once out, we got through that, I thought we had a very good game.
Strangely enough, though, I felt good that we didn't come out great and still did. Well, it didn't come out great and didn't give up a goal. I just felt like I knew we would turn it around.
Well, that was a plan, Dirk, you know. So we told the team, okay, let them get some shots. Let Angus get in the game. We didn't let him get in the game the night before, and we saw how that works. So let's let Minnesota State, let's sort of trick them. We'll bend here, and we'll let them have a few chances, get Angus in the game, and then we'll turn it around.
All right. Let's get to Friday night's game first. We've got a lot to go through, so we're going to kind of go through this a little bit faster than we usually do, so we can make sure we don't run out of time for questions today. But the Huskies get the first two goals of the game on Friday night, including a power play goal by Tyler Hannon at the 13:50 mark.
Score. 6 minutes left in the period. Here is Ranky with a shot. Saved by Nelson. Rebound! Scores! Tyler Hannon on the rebound! And the Huskies get a power play goal, 1-0 with 6:10 left in the first period.
Getting the assists on that goal, Mitch Ranky and Shane Hanna, giving Michigan Tech a 1-0 lead on the power play. 13:50 at the time of that goal. Nice to see Tyler Hannon, the relief coming off of his shoulders there. You can sense it after he scored that goal.
Well, you could just tell. I mean, just the way he celebrated even. So he's been pressing, and sometimes when you press, it affects a lot of different parts of your game. And I think it has with Tyler, but it's interesting. You make a subtle change, and we are forced to make a change. Not forced, but, you know, it was just in our team's best interest that we made a change in the line. So you insert Jake Lucchini there. You know, guy brings a lot of energy and a lot of passion. And even though this was a power play goal, just your whole, frame of mind going into the game can really change. And Tyler had a good week. You really noticed he was sort of back to being Tyler Hannon versus whoever he was the last, 8 weeks or whatever it was. So good for Tyler. But just sometimes, you always want to see excitement when a player walks in the locker room before practice and sees which line he's going to be on or which defensive pairing he's going to be on, and you see the excitement or the energy. Oh, it's good to see that. And that carried on into practice, and obviously for Tyler carried through the games. And now he's had some success, and I think he's back in the groove, which is good. This is the time you want guys finding their stride, and that's what the first half or three quarters of the year, you got to win. You know, that's the bottom line. You're trying to win every game, but at the same time, you're trying to work on your whole team and the body of work. Like last year, we had a real good second half, and I know this year we're going to have a real good second half. Like, we lost to Bemidji in conference in early December. That's our last conference loss. And then before that, it was the opening weekend. So we've only lost three conference games in regulations. I don't consider the shootout or the three-on-three. They're ties. They're NCAA ties. So, but when you look at that, there hasn't been a lot of losses in the league, especially after that first weekend. Right. So, I mean, I expect us to have a really strong second half here. And good for Hano, and he's going to be a big part of that.
Speaking of Tyler Hannon, a great pass to Lucchini. Lucchini not able to bury it, but Chris Gary comes in and puts it home off the rebound.
Goes all the way inside of the zone. 1-0 Michigan Tech. We're 1:10 into period number two. Brought to you by Keweenaw Chevrolet. There's a steal by Hannon into the front. Lucchini with a move and a safe rebound!
Well, I just like the way everybody kind of went to the net on that one, Coach, and a great pass from Tyler in traffic from the corner, and that was a hard pass to Lucchini that he just wasn't able to quite get it into.
Yeah, it was. Tyler made a real nice read, real nice play, put some pressure on their defenseman on the forecheck and created the turnover, and Jake was all alone in front, made a nice move, and their goaltender played well. I thought their goaltender, you say, well, they gave up, he was out of the net on the one empty net goal, so he gave up 7 goals this weekend, but I thought he played really well, really kept their team in the games. And, he makes a great save on Jake Lucchini here. And then, obviously, he can't get the rebound. And wide open net for Chris.
So the Huskies up 2-0. But then it's the Minnesota State Mavericks mounting a comeback.
And Hannah is dead tired out there, yet he is still able to do what he needed to do. Here's a shot towards the goal. Hannah's just trying to get off the ice. And now he's got to hustle back. 2-on-1 for the Mavericks. McClure to the front. Michaelis in front. Shot scores. What a play by the Mavericks. As the Huskies got caught deep on that one, it's 2-1, Michigan Tech.
Well, Shane Hanna got caught up there, but he was making some great plays, and he was tired coming back. And that was, it looked to me, Coach, anyway, they executed that 2-on-1 pretty well.
Well, they did, but this was the start of us trying to do too much from the back end. And, they're such competitors. Like Shane Hanna is such a warrior and a competitor. Anybody would want him on their team. And he wants to do anything he can for Michigan Tech and for Michigan Tech to win. And on this play, he just tries to